Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of St. Bonaventure. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a hospital chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. And the title of her preaching today is He Knows.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "No apostle is above his teacher, no slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher, for the slave that he becomes like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of his household? Therefore, do not be afraid of them. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. I went for a wonderful walk the other morning. It was cool and so early that there were hardly any cars or people on the streets. It was an opportunity to listen to God's music makers, the birds. Their songs and cries were a veritable smorgasbord of sound, an auditory feast for my ears and for anyone who had the inclination and the ability to wander out that early in the morning. According to our gospel, each one of those birds is known by God. As Jesus said, not one of the least important sparrows falls to the ground without God's knowing. What an amazingly comforting image. This is a time of the year when many people, especially religious, are moving locations and ministries. It's such a hassle to sort and pack, change addresses and get new library cards, and find new doctors. It can be overwhelming and sort of depressing, but it's also very freeing. Again, there is the hope and joy in knowing that God is present in each of these things. He's probably counting my books at the same time as counting the number of hairs on my head. In our first reading, Joseph's brothers fear that now that their father Jacob has died, Joseph will throw them out of Egypt, and they will once again face famine and hardship. Joseph, like God, assures them and us that he will care for them and their descendants. This reminds me of the many marginalized people who are also journeying from climate disasters, violence, hatred. How will they know that they are more important than the sparrows? How will they know not to be afraid? Will we help them? My own experience of the overwhelming nature of moving and the excitement of going to a new place puts me in solidarity with my immigrant brothers and sisters. I pray for them and can support and participate in efforts to help them. I can speak in their defense when fear and hatred of the other rears its ugly head. And I can trust that God knows us intimately, even to the number of hairs on our heads, and so will provide for us what we need for the journey.